We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samech Dalid. We are up to Sif Gimel, the last line on page 76. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Ein Madlikin Ner L'Shabbos, Elo Mishemen HaNimshach Achar HaPsila. You cannot light a candle for Shabbos except with oil that will be drawn after the wick. Like we discussed earlier in the Siman, that you can't use wicks that will not draw the oil. Now we're discussing the oil. It has to be oil that will allow itself to be drawn after the wick. Ulafikach, and therefore the Mechaber says, as we turn to page Lamites, Eimad likin bizefes, we cannot light with pitch, velo b'shava, not with wax, velo b'shemen ha'osui mitzemer gefen, and we can't light with oil that comes from tzemer gefen, cotton, velo b'alya, and not with a sheep's tail, velo b'chelev, not with fats, v'chein ein malikin be'itron, we also can't light with tar, mipnei she'recho ra, because it smells very bad, v'yanichenu v'yetze, and the person's going to leave it and go out of the room. V'lo b'tzri, you also can't light with tzri, with the Mishabura says, tzri is shemen afarsamon, it's a farsamon oil, mipnei she'recho node, because it gives off a very pleasant smell, and therefore, shema yistapik mimenu, you might come to draw out some of the oil from the ner, v'nimtzim ischayev mishum mechabe, and you will be over the iser of mechabe, of extinguishing. So let's see the Mishabura on the second line of Lamites. V'zefes, we said you can't light with zefes, which is pitch. Haynu she'anichim baner v'yitin apsila b'socham, kemo she'osim b'shemen. All these things that we're saying in the mechabe that you can't use for ner Shabbos are all when they are like oil, that they're placed into a ner, and you put a wick inside of the liquids, like we do by oil. Aval neros ke'ein shalonu, but candles that are like ours, mevuar b'siv zayin d'shari. We'll see in Mir Tzeshev and Siv Zayin that that's permissible. So these same materials, let's say for example, sha'ava, which is wax, we know wax candles are good. So the wax that's not good here is like melted wax that you're putting a wick into it, that's a problem. But a wax candle would be okay, as we'll see in Siv Zayin. Ein madlikin b'shimrei shemen tu'ov v'eino nimshach heitav achar apsil. The shimrei shemen, the residue or the leftovers from the oil, is very thick and will not get drawn after very well the wick, and therefore it cannot be used. V'lo b'chelev sefkatan yodalud v'shuman ha'behemahu gam kein b'chlal chelev l'inyan zeh. Chelev is non-kosher fats, shuman is kosher fats. So the Mechaber said you can't light with chelev, says in the Shavura, that the kosher fats of the animal is the same thing. It also is a problem. Kamo shebiyarnim b'bir alocha. Ul'inyan chema, when it comes to butter, yesh la'ayin in these investigation. Ach l'fi ma sheyadua. But based on that which is known, the derech lahatia chachema, that is the normal way to melt the butter, the ashuman and the fat, kodem shemadlikim bo, you first melt it into a liquid and then you light it with a wick inside. So being that that's the normal way to do it, yesh eitza lazeh, there is an eitza in which you can use it. Tahainu, that is, sheyitin lesocha ma'at mishmanim aksherim. If you add to it a little bit of kosher oil, that's good for adlaka, umahani bavali, that helps for sure, like we will see later on in tonight's shir in Siv Hei. Ach mikol makom lachatchila tov lizor milahadlik bahen im yesh lo shmanim achem lachatchila, one should avoid using chema and shuman if he has other oils available. Ki lefa'amim nishar baner shuman, because sometimes you have a little bit of shuman of fat left over, v'nosein chema umavashlon, and then the next candle use that you'll use this ner for will be butter. Shuman is really basar, it's really fleishik, and chema is butter, which is milchik, and if you use them one after the other, you're really going to be cooking basar b'chalav together, v'over al iser bishul basar b'chalav, and therefore it's better to avoid these milchik and fleishik types of oils. V'gam al iser hanot, not only will be over the iser of bishul basar b'chalav, by benefiting from the light coming out from the bishul of the basar b'chalav, you'll also be over the iser of hanot basar b'chalav. Imlo b'shuman oaf, unless it is the fat of a chicken, the kaimelon de aimbo mishum bishul vahana, even though chicken and milk we don't have together, that's only an issa de rabbanon, and that is not usr when it comes to bishul and hana, only achila, and therefore the fat of a chicken would be okay. V'anichena v'yetze, we said the problem with lighting with tar, with itron, because it smells so bad and we're worried you might leave the room. V'chova le'echo b'shabbos etzel haner, and like we know, there's a chiv to eat on Shabbos near the candle. Don't know, 9 emphasizes the point. V'tam adavar kasa v'erlocha l'kaman, the berlocha will tell us later. She'ikar ha-se'uda tzuliya b'or haner. The ikar se'uda is dependent on the candlelight. U'memela chova l'echol ha-se'uda b'mokom shaner dolek. And therefore you're mechuyev to eat the se'uda where there are candles burning. The chekos of l'el shaner hu ikar oneg se'uda Shabbos. We saw earlier that expression that a ner is the ikar oneg se'uda Shabbos, and therefore it's important that you don't walk out and leave the room. And for that reason, you can't light with itron. Then we said you also can't light b'tzri, with tzri, hu shemen afarsimon, sivkotun tazayin, that is a afarsimon oil, v'recho tov mo'od, it has a very gishmak, a smell. The problem there is you might decide it smells so nice, you want to actually take some oil out and use it, and that will be a problem of extinguishing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivkotun yozayin, yestapik mimenu v'yesh otam achir b'shas. There is another reason brought down in the Gemara why one should not light Shabbos candles with tzri, mipneishu off, because it's very flammable. The nidbak bekosle habayis is going to attach itself to the walls of the house. Umaviras habayis is going to burn the house down. Why are we concerned the house is going to burn down? Va'odom bol amamono v'yavol l'chabos. And a person is very concerned over his money when he sees his house burning down. So our concern is he might come to extinguish it to save his house, and that would be an iser of kibui, of extinguishing on Shabbos. So we have two reasons. One, you might draw down and be over mechabe. One, you might put out the fire and be over mechabe that way. Because of Amagin Avram, the Mizelo Manu Shelo Yisto Matanor Be'etzim, for this very reason about not burning the house down and having to come to extinguish, we also learned you should not close up the whole of your oven with wood. Shelo Yavo Lidei Chil Shabbos, like they said, it shouldn't lead to Chil Shabbos if it catches fire from the oven and it's sticking out, and then you might have to come to extinguish it as well. So another thing that we said is a problem for extinguishing. Let's see the Bira Locha de Ramaska Velo Betzri. We said you shouldn't light the afarsimon oil. We said two reasons, really the same reason. You'll come to extinguish, but one because you'll draw out some oil because it smells so gishmak, and one is because it's very flammable, it might burn your house up, and you'll come to put it out. Says the Bira Locha, Ubaze afil yeshlo neros acheros bilto. In this case of tzri, even if you have other candles, besides it, aser afudas amagen avram esivkatan dalad ken kazav primigodim. Even if you have other candles there, it still will be a problem to use it. Note 14, which in the back of the Sefer explains that even though we said earlier that the psilos that are not good, that they might flicker, if you have other candles there, it's okay, because we don't assume you're going to tilt that candle if you have some good candle which is supplying light. But over here, that svara wouldn't apply, because here the problem is it smells so nice, you might draw some out. You could have 1,000 good candles, but if you have a geshmaka smell, you might draw out the oil, and therefore the good candles will not help you with the bad candle in this case. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalud, Afilu nosan ma'at shem ezayas b'shmanim elu she'enam nimshochim v'oz nimshochim ein madlikim b'hem. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalud, even if you add a little bit of olive oil into these oils that are not drawn after the wick, and the little bit of olive oil now helps it to taka be drawn after the wick, it doesn't help, you still cannot be madlik ba. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Yuches Ma'at, Aval Imhoya Rubo Mishmanim Haksherim. But if you have a majority of the oil from a good oil that you're allowed to use, Umiot Me'a Psulim, and only a minority of the oil from the Psulim, Bato Barova Mutter, then we say the problematic oil is Bato to the Rove of the good oil, and it's permissible. Eimad Ligan Sivkotan Yutes, what's the problem with having the mixture? If you don't have a Rove of good oil, the Gazrina Dil Mo'asi Lad Luke Be'inaya, we're worried you might just light with the bad oil, and therefore a mixture is not good. The Biralocha says, in the Ramasil Ma'at Shemen Zayas, Lav Dafka Shemen Zayas, it doesn't only mean that you can't add Shemen Zayas to try to solve the problem. In fact, you will correct your problem of not drawing after the wick, the same whether you add olive oil or other oils, it will be the same thing. We're only mentioning over here in Sif Dalud, the bigger Chiddush, that even olive oil, which as we'll see is the best and the choicest of the oils, even that is not going to help you solve the problem of the other oils and would not allow you to use that oil with a little bit of olive oil in it. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Hei, Chelev Mehutach, you have fat that is melted down, the Kirvei Dogim, and the innards of fish that are also, as we'll see, melted down, Ein Madlikim Behen, you cannot light with them. But in this case, if you do add a little bit of oil that's kosher to use with it, mutter lahadlik b'hem, that matters everything. This is what we saw discussed earlier in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Yudalud. He referenced Tivhei when he discussed that it's not really a problem of Shuman or Chema, because usually they're melted down anyway. And when it is melted down, you could just add in a little bit of good oil. That only helps us in Sif Hei, where we have the Chelev Mehusach. We'll have to see in the Mishabura, why is the Chelev Mehusach better than any other bad oil that's not allowed to be used? That a little bit of good oil doesn't help it. Here the good oil does help it. What's the difference? So the Mishabura says in Sif Katan Chaf, Chelev Mehusach, this is fats that are melted. Sheiticho osa al ha'ur, you melted it through fire. Oshu chelev machui mimeya behema, or it's fats that came out like melted from the stomach of the animal. Vusha dain lo nikrishu, we're talking about a case where they have not yet congealed. Aval nikrishu, but if they already congealed, haran osir afilu b'nesina Hashem and l'socho, then the ran asers, even if you do add good oil, like the other cases in Sif Dalet. The kos of el yirabu dechein ikr, that is the ikr halacha, it has to be melted down. So everyone basically says this. Everyone that we're quoting over here says that if it is in already nikrashu, is already congealed, then it will be a problem. The innards of the fish, that it melted down as well. So the kirvei dogim sheni mochu is similar to the chelev that was mehutach. Both those are okay. The shemen tzolul sha'olsin migalgal eno shel dog. If you have the oil that comes out from the eye of the fish or from its flesh, that would be mutter, even straight up without adding anything. But again, the ikar point that we wanted to discuss over here was why in Sif Hei, the chelev mehutach, the kirvei dogim, which are really not allowed to be used for Neir Shabbos, if you add a little bit of any of the kosher oil, then it's okay. But in Sif Dalet, we said adding a little bit of even Shemen Zayas, the best of the oils, to the other things that are not allowed to be used, it doesn't help. So what's the difference? So the Mishabura explains it's a Kadnach HaBeiz. Dilufi Ikir Adin Hayom Mutter B'Chelev Mehutach. Really, Ikir Adin, the melted Chelev is Mutter. And so too, the melted Kirvei Dagam is also Mutter. Lufi Shenimshach Achar HaPsila Shapir. Because they, in fact, do get drawn properly after the wick, and they really are fine. Ela derabbanan gazru bo atu sheinu mehutach. The Rabbanan asr, the chelev mehutach, because you might come to use regular chelev, which is a problem. That's not drawn after the oil. Ukeshu b'tarovos, and therefore this case, which the Rabbanan only asr as a gzeira, if it's already mixed with something else, they never made the gzeira. Tahavilei gzeira l'gzeira, because that's already a double gzeira, which they don't make, and therefore, the chelev mehutach, or the kirvei dogim, that is melted down, if you add kosher oil in it, that would in fact be okay. Says the Bir Halacha, V'im nosan bohen ma'at, the second to last one on the page, V'im afilu ma'at shemen einlo, you want to fix up your kirvei dogim that were mehutach, or your chela mehutach, but you don't have any good oil to put in, kosav atashbeis diyischot egos letocha chela v'mehutach. Take a nut and squeeze the nut over the chela mehutach, ki shemen egozim hu gamke mishmanim haksherim. So give us a little eights over here, because oil from nuts is also a kosher oil, and that can solve the whole problem. Kidisa b'mishna chav dalet amabez. Says the Mechaber in Sif Vav, Sha'ar kol ashmanim chutz me'elu madlikim hem. All other oils not mentioned here as being a problem are kosher for adlakas neros, u'mikom makom shemen zayis mitzvah min amuvchar. However, l'maisa, olive oil is the choicest mitzvah to do. Says the Mishabura in Sif Kadam Chav Gimel, and then we'll see some very important notes. The reason why olive oil is the best is because that is the one that is drawn after the wicks more than any other oil. If there is no olive oil found, then it's a mitzvah to use other oils that have a clear flame. And they are take precedence over a candle that's made of wax. But a wax candle is better than a candle of chelev, which we said was good. Because a wax candle has a good and clear flame. Really, everything goes based on the candle that you have. This candle that we have, called strin, which is clear, bevada yosem in ashava, which is for sure more clear than a wax candle, the enu rogil lahatos wa'afilu b'chol, it's not normal to tilt it even during the week, it's such a good quality candle, ze odef miner shava, that's better than using a wax candle, v'ulai af mikol ashmanim, and possibly this type of candle is better than all the oils, tahare bevada lo'asi lahatos, so there you know for sure you're not going to come to tilt it. So now let's see a couple of very important notes. Let's begin with note number 11. I'm going to get in the ikar over here to electricity, electric lights. Ulagabe hadlokas mu'orach hashmal, in terms of lighting electric lights. Ha'im yotzin baze yidei chovas hadlokas aner. Are you yotzi hadlokas ner shalas by using electric lights? Rav Yoshev says, she yotzim yidei chova af b'neiros fluorescent. Rav Yoshev said, you can even be yotze ner Shabbos with fluorescent lights, she'ein bo chut lohet, even though it doesn't have a filament inside of it. She'kevon she'mitzvah lahadlik or, k'dei she'yucha l'shtamish l'oro, since the whole reason why there's a mitzvah to light candles, so that you can use the light, eino tzarach lahadlik dafka ner shel eish. It doesn't have to be a fire candle. It could be even a light bulb is good enough. That is what Rav Yoshev says. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Or Letzion, they write, she'achein ba'adlokas or ha'mufal al-idei panas o mitzbar she'koach ha'chashmal kfar munach besocho yotzei yidei chovas hadloka. They say if you're going to use a flashlight or something with batteries, so there, all the power of the chashmal is there inside the flashlight that you're holding, so then you could be yotzei your chiyav hadloka with such an instrument. But you're not yotzei your chiyav hadloka with a light that has a flow of electricity hamischadish kol zman, that's constantly being renewed. A flow of electricity would be a problem according to them. Mishum shehu nechshav kemi shemadlik below shemen. Because since the flow is coming from the outside, it's not all there in front of you. That's like lighting without oil, and that's going to be a problem. Skip to the next paragraph. Bizmanenu nowadays. Av sheikar haor hu meachashmal. Even though our ikar light that we get is from electricity, Rav Moshe writes, shemikom makom chovod lahadlik neiro Shabbos. There still is a mitzvah to light neiro Shabbos. Kevan shezu ha'isa takanas hachamim. That was the takan of the hachamim. Mishum shebizmanam lohaya or kazeh. In their days, they didn't have electricity. V'gam kayom al koponim yeishchash rochuk sheyechav ha'chashmal. A little bit funny. There's also an outside chance the electricity might go out, and therefore you have to have candles that are lit. That's what Rav Moshe writes. V'das agon shom zaman orbach and Rav Yoshev. Sheroi lo lismoch rak al ta'ures ha'chashmal. It's best not to rely on electricity alone. Elo yesh le'ishtade l'kayim es ha'minog l'hadlik neros. You should try to be mekayim the minog of lighting candles. Shebazin nikar shemadlikim l'kavet Shabbos. There it's more recognizable that you're lighting it for the honor of Shabbos. U'lechatchila tavlik ha'isha gam neros Shabbos v'gam es ha'chashmal l'kavet Shabbos. A woman should light both. She should put on the electric lights and she should light candles. Or she should light the candles and the husband should turn on the electricity. If the electric lights were on already, so also you should extinguish it. And you should relight it for the purposes of Shabbos. You should light the candles in a place where you will get benefit from them. Like on a table where you're eating there. Or near it. Where it has an effect on those who are eating by the Suda. If you don't have this possibility, you could even light the electricity for Kavod Shabbos. Now what they don't discuss over here, but is discussed in the Radiance of Shabbos, which is a Simcha Barim Cohen's book, he brings out over there that all these poskim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, many poskim say that you can even make a bracha on the electric lights. They don't get into that over here, except for Rav Moshe. Moshe is the only one who says, according to him, that you can't make a bracha on electric lights, but you can make a bracha according to all the other poskim on the electric lights. And he also brings out from there that what they did in Rav Moshe Feinstein's house was they would first turn off electricity, turn it back on, and then they would light, and the bracha would go on both. So that's what he brings from Rav Moshe over there. It's not brought over here about the bracha.
And if you need a bracha, does that be actually ner, or the fluorescent will be good?
So that would probably depend on this machlokas. Right. Whatever they say is good, l'chor will be good with a bracha. Let's go weiter and see note number 12, and let's try to have time also for a bir halacha, that's very important. In note number 12, he says, Mavur sha'odif afilu mishem and zayis. It's clear from the Mishabura that this ner shalonu, which is called strin, is better than olive oil. The chain beer agon Moshe Feinstein shekavonas haMishabura shevaday shenero shelonu adifim afilu mishem and zayis. It's clear from the Mishabura that our candles are better than olive oil. Sherei lekamon kosov shemuter likro b'shabbes mul nero shelonu. It's written later on in the Mishabura that you can read by our candles again shenikron stranin starin. Mishum she'ein b'hem chshash shem yato shem yimchol. There's no concern over there. You might tilt it or you might blow it out. Ve'ilu keneged ner shel shemen kosav shem. But when it comes to ner shel shemen, it says there she'aser liko shem yato. You might come to tilt it. Elavadai shenero shalonu adifim gam yosem mishemen zayis. But says Moshe, for sure our candles are better than candles from olive oil. And the Mishabur that says, Ulai, right, the Lashon of the Mishabur in the last line was, V'ulai af mikol hashmad, and maybe it's even better than all the other candles, says Rav Moshe, V'lashon ulai hu lo bedafka, it's la dafka, it is better. It's not maybe, it is better. V'chein nogu v'beis ha-chazanish, and the stipler that was the minhug, lahalik b'neros regilim v'lo b'shem zayis, to use regular candles and not to use olive oil. But then he brings the minhug b'Eretz Yisrael, I guess not by the stipler and the chazanish, but I guess everywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, maybe outside of Bnei Brak, the minhag is mishanim kadmonios from the early years. The Ktzol Shel Shulchan writes lahader ulahavlik as haner shemavorchan olav mishemen zayis, that the candles that you're making a bracha on should in fact be from olive oil. Umishum kavod habracha, that's for the honor of the bracha. The af bnei chutz laaretz shehurgalu lahavlik b'neros acherim, and even those in chutz laaretz who have gotten used to lighting other types of candles, roi sheyadliku b'shemen zayis dafka. He says they should, it's befitting for them to light shemen zayis specifically. V'chein kazav akavachayim shebemokom shemotzui shemen zayis leish lizar lahavlik dafka bo. That if there is shemen zayis available, it's best to light from that. V'chein nog v'hora Rav Yashiv, that's what Rav Yashiv did, and that's how he would instruct people. So there you have it. So the stipler and the Chazon Ish did not light olive oil. Others say Rav Yashiv did light olive oil. They say you should. That's a machlokas. Let's see one last bir halacha over here. The last one on the page. A very important point. It says chutz mi'elu. We said in the Mechaber and Sivov that other types of oils, except for these, you're allowed to light them. But shemen zayis is the mitzvah and amuchah. Says the bir halacha, the shemen shel iser hano. Let's say you have oil of something that's actually aser bana, like it's oil from orla or something similar that's aser bana, aser l'ner Shabbos, that is aser to use for Shabbos candles. Ah, you'll say mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. We have a klal in Shas that mitzvahs are not there for hano. It's not considered hano. Zok tibir alocha de lo shayach mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. It's not shayach over here mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. The ikar mitzvah mishum oneg hu v'dami li yeshiva sukkah. The ikar mitzvah over here is for oneg Shabbos and it's similar to yeshiva sukkah. I just want to explain what the bir alocha means over there. When we say that mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu is that, let's say a person, I'm also to get hano from a certain person, and he's going to blow shofar for me, so he's helping me be yotzei my chiyuv, so maybe that's considered giving me hana. So there the Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. The fact that I'm getting credit for doing a mitzvah, that's not a hana. Getting credit for a mitzvah is not a hana. But if there's an actual physical hana, that's a hana. You can't say mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. And therefore, to use an oil that's an isrei hana, that you're physically benefiting from the light, that's a problem. Or sitting in a sukkah where the schach is put on from the isrei hana, you can't say over there, mitzvah slav lehonos nidnu. Mitzvah slav lehonos nidnu is only when you're getting schar for the mitzvah, that's not considered hana. But when it comes along with a physical hana, therefore we don't say mitzvah slav lehonos nidnu. It's a mefarshei Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, to light candles with the isrei hana, zakta bir halacha, that would in fact be a problem. We'll stop here, and Ritz Hashem will continue with Siv Zayin tomorrow.